Good morning and welcome. You have found Sunday Worship with St. Luke's Woodland for November 15th, 2020. This week's service is a variation on the Episcopal Office of Morning Prayer with Eucharistic readings and many voices of our congregation sharing in the leadership, as we do. If you want to participate, you will find a link to the leaflet at our website. It'll contain all the words and instructions you need. If you'd like to add your voice to a future service, please reach out. We would love to include you. Inclusion is one of St. Luke's most cherished community commitments. Next week, we'll be celebrating the Eucharist with shared home communion Sunday morning, November 22nd at 10 a.m. You can join us virtually online, just like you're doing today, or you can join us live on Zoom. And you can partake of the consecrated bread with us, too. All you have to do is come by on Saturday morning, November 21st, between 10 a.m. and noon. We'll be outside the front doors of the church with a little drive-up station, distributing the consecrated bread, service leaflets for the Zoom service, and a little card of instructions that you can use to understand how to handle the consecrated bread and also how to return the picks after you're finished. Next Sunday is also the day when we will bless all of the pledges we've received so far for the coming year. Please plan to drop off your pledge card when you pick up your bread next Saturday morning, November 21st, between 10 a.m. and noon, or mail it to us. If we have it by Sunday, it'll be with all of the pledge cards we bless. It's not the last call, though. You can always return your pledge card later. We are never ungrateful to receive a pledge. If you can't come on Saturday morning between 10 a.m. and noon, let us know. We'll be happy to deliver your consecrated bread to your house, and we'll pick up your pledge card, too, if you want us to. We want to thank everyone who participated in last week's COVID-safe outdoor coffee hour on the Labyrinth. It was cold of climate, at warm of heart, and we'll do it again. It was such fun to make new friends and connect with old friends. Watch your email for details on our next COVID-safe outdoor coffee hour on the Labyrinth. We also want to extend deep gratitude to Merrick for hosting our weekly Peace Zoom, the online fellowship hour, without fail since last March. Knowing that none of us can ever fill her shoes, we're imagining what else fellowship might be like during this COVID spike, and your input is welcome. If you have an idea or you want to help, please let us know. I'm Karen Sheldon. I'm the interim rector. You can email me with your ideas or your questions. You can also email our church administrator. You'll find links to our emails at the St. Luke's website. That is St. Luke's, STLUKES, Woodland.org. St. Luke's Woodland.org. You can also sign up for our weekly email updates or make an offering to support St. Luke's mission and ministries, all at our website. No matter what brings you into this audio service today, no matter where you are in your spiritual journey, we are so glad you're with us.
Thank you. Send out your light and your truth, that they may lead me and bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Psalm 43, verse 3.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Blessed Lord, who caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us so to hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on us. Forgive us all our sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen us in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep us in eternal life.
Almighty God, look graciously on the people of St. Luke's Church. Be with us in this season of transition. Walk with us and guide us that we may be genuine in our self-reflection, tireless in our commitment, patient in our discernment, loving in our communion, open in our search, and daring in our faith. We thank you for the gifts, talents, and skills with which you have blessed us. We thank you for the experiences that have brought us to this moment. Help us accept change as a gift of your direction for our journey in this transition. Instill in us a vision for our parish, that guided by your Holy Spirit, we will be united in love and joyfully accomplish this mission. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the book of Judges. The Israelites again did what was evil in the sight of the Lord after Uhud died. So the Lord sold them into the hand of King Jabin of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. The commander of his army was Sisera, who lived in Haroseth HaGoyim. Then the Israelites cried out to the Lord for help, for he had 900 chariots of iron and had oppressed the Israelites cruelly 20 years. At that time, Deborah, a prophetess, wife of Lapidoth, was judging Israel. She used to sit under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim, and the Israelites came up to her for judgment. She sent and summoned Barak, son of Abinoam, from Kadesh in Naphtali, and said to him, "The Lord, the God of Israel, commands you, go, take position in Mount Tabor. Bring 10,000 from the tribe of Naphtali and the tribe of Zebulun. I will draw out Sisera, the general of Jabin's army, to meet you by the Wadi Kishon and his chariots and his troops, and I will give him into your hand." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Psalm 123. To you I lift up my eyes, to you enthroned in the heavens. As the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, and the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, until he show us his mercy. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy. For we have had more than enough of contempt, too much of the scorn of the indolent rich, and derision of the proud.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written for you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say, "There is peace and security," then suddenly destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in the darkness, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all the children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then, let us not fall asleep as others do. Let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who are drunk get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God has destined us not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said, "It is as if a man going on a journey summoned his slaves and entrusted his property to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. The one who had received the 5 talents went off at once and traded with them and made 5 more talents. In the same way, the one who had the 2 talents made 2 more talents. But the one who had received the 1 talent went off and dug a hole in the ground and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. Then the one who had received the 5 talents came forward, bringing 5 more talents, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more talents.' His master said to him, 'Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' And the one with the 2 talents also came forward, saying, 'Master, you handed over to me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more talents. His master said to him, 'Well done, good and trustworthy slave. You have been trustworthy in a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master.' Then the one who had received the 1 talent also came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew that you were a harsh man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you did not scatter seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours.' But his master replied, 'You wicked and lazy slave, you knew, did you, that I reap where I did not sow and gather where I did not scatter? Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and on my return I would have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one with the 10 talents. For to all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. but from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. As for this worthless slave, throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy, for we have had more than enough of contempt. Those are the words of Psalm 123 for us today, and though they are thousands of years old, the psalmist's ancient words are oh so contemporary, oh so appropriate for this day. When it doesn't matter what your station in life is or where you get your information or where you fall on the political spectrum, there is contempt in the world around you. Contempt in our political lives, in our responses to the pandemic, contempt on the highway, and contempt even in our households. This psalmist's plea for mercy instead of contempt clashes a little bit with the very contemptuous words in today's gospel between a master and a servant who buried the one and only talent entrusted to him according to his ability. These last parables at the end of the year of the Gospel of Matthew are bringing us toward next week's feast of the already and not yet reign of Christ. This week's parable of the talents isn't about talents like we use the word for aptitudes. These talents are a Roman measure of money. One talent adds up to a whole decade's wages. This week's parable of the talents is equally alarming and terribly transactional with last week's parable of the wise and foolish young women. It worships the god of capitalism. And here I'd like to just pause to apologize for every time you have heard this parable used in a materialistic way as a stewardship sermon. It does get presented during stewardship season, and we do hope that you will generously commit to support St. Luke's, but not because God expects you to deliver a return on God's investment in you, or else be banished to outer darkness and weep and gnash your teeth. Does that jibe with your experience of God? I hope not. That sounds much more like the God I hear about from televangelists. It sounds like the God my fiercely atheist friends rail against when I ask them about the God they don't believe in. This is B.F. Skinner God, training us with food pellets or electric shocks. It is profoundly sad to think that is how divine love looks to some folks. Profoundly sad to think that some can't see God's mystical and transformative love flowing through and enlivening all of creation, calling to us to live in truth and in justice. So why? Why is this contempt showing up in a parable of the gospel? Way back in an earlier series of much nicer parables, Matthew's Jesus tells the disciples when they ask him that he speaks in parables because some people get them and some people don't. The disciples get it, more or less, like the talents. Understanding is entrusted to them, some more than others, according to their abilities. Matthew's Jesus tells this last series of parables while he's trying to prepare the disciples for the long time of unknowing that will come between his ascension and second coming. They are parables about staying ready, like the wise and foolish young women, and parables about staying engaged, like the parable of the talents. As the old bumper sticker says, Jesus is coming, look busy. Jesus was a master of the Hebrew scriptures, and they teach over and over again from Exodus that God is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. So maybe this parable points not to a judgmental God, but to human judgment. Maybe this parable points to our false and fearful judgments about God. Maybe we are being called to recognize the divine imprint on each of us rather than to anthropomorphize and project sin and make God in our image as a harsh man reaping where he did not sow, gathering where he did not scatter seed. Maybe this parable is trying to teach us not to get scared and hide from God. I mean, isn't that what Adam and Eve did all the way back in Genesis? They got scared and they tried to hide from God, poor things. We can't hide from God. We are needed here for so much more than looking busy. We are called to be prepared, to prepare ourselves not to be depleted or out of gas when we are needed, not to hide from a false God we've made in our own harsh and fearsome image. The contempt, the scorn, the derision that the psalmist speaks of, these aren't from God. These are all ours. Jesus told the disciples that he spoke in parables to give abundantly to those who get it. And he repeats that very same language in today's parable. To all those who have, more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who have nothing, even what they have will be taken away. What if that's about understanding? What if what gets taken away from those who have nothing is about understanding of God? And what gets taken away is the misunderstandings and the misjudgments and the false teachings. What if this isn't about stuff at all? The first time Jesus spoke of this, he quoted Isaiah. He said that Isaiah's prophecy was fulfilled. Some would listen but never understand. They would look but never perceive. And why? Because their heart has grown dull. During a long time of unknowing and contempt, they couldn't keep ready. They couldn't engage. They were fearful and hiding, unable to look and listen, to understand. Turn. Be healed. Jesus said to the disciples who get it more or less, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. The ones with the open eyes and ears and hearts are blessed. Matthew's gospel is the gospel of blessing. It's grounded in the Beatitudes. Nothing could be further from contempt. Blessed are the ones with open eyes and ears and hearts, Maybe that's why the poor in spirit and those who mourn and are meek, who hunger and thirst for righteousness, maybe that's why they're the blessed ones, because their eyes and ears and hearts are open. They are merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers, because their ears and eyes and hearts are open, because they understand and turn and are healed. So as we come to the end of this liturgical year and we slog through this long season of sickness and strife that seems to be going on forever, let's remember what the letter to the Thessalonians tells us. God has destined us not for wrath. Encourage one another and build up each other. Let's not hide, but trust in the God of love, enough to lift up our eyes to God, enough to look and to listen, so our hearts won't grow dull, so we can understand, turn, and be healed. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy, for we have had more than enough of contempt.
Let us say together the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us and for our salvation. He came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary. He was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us pray for God's people across the world, God of love.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for the earth that we may here treat her gently, God of love.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for our families, our friends, and our neighbors, God of love.
Hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who are scared or sad or scared or are suffering. God of love,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who have died. God of love,
hear our prayer. Who is on your heart this morning?
O Lord our God, accept the fervent prayers of your people. In the multitude of your mercies, look with compassion upon us and all who turn to you for help. For you are gracious, O lover of souls, and to you we give glory. Creator Christ and Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Prayer for Mission. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of your faithful people is governed and sanctified. Receive our supplications and prayers which we offer before you for all members of your holy church, that in their vocation and ministry they may truly and devoutly serve you. Through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Glory to God, whose power is working in us, can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to him from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.